Hello and welcome to this week's Start Stop Reflection from St. Stephen Walbrook. When we stop to reflect for a few minutes, I'm Stephen Baxter. This week the church commemorates Ansgar, missionary to the Nordic people in the 9th century. Ansgar was a keen advocate of reciting psalms followed by brief prayers known as pigmenta, which means pleasant smelling incense, evocative of prayers rising to God. I'll read the first 10 verses from Psalm 25, a prayer for guidance and deliverance. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. Ansgar was born in 801 in Amiens, northern France, and trained as a Benedictine monk at Corbie Abbey in Picardy. He was invited by King Harald of Denmark to be an evangelising missionary to the Danish people, following Harald's own conversion. It was a challenging commission. Bishop Ebbo of Reims had previously tried to convert similar areas without lasting success. A key challenge for the missionaries was to counteract the apparent pride that the Vikings of the time possessed for oath-breaking and revenge. Moving to a state of forgiveness was quite a quantum leap. Following the example of Charlemagne, Harald was somewhat vigorous and often threatening in his attempts to convert his people, with the consequences that he had to go into exile again, and Ansgar also had to move out of the country, although he was able to leave a school at Schleswig as part of his legacy. Ansgar was then called to Sweden, where he undertook missionary tours to the north of the country, often encountering raids by bandits, including one where all his books were destroyed. He was, however, successful in converting the chief royal councillor who built Sweden's first church. The Pope then appointed Ansgar as bishop and later Archbishop of Hamburg, with responsibility for most of northern Europe, including Iceland and Greenland. He encountered another Viking raid when Eric, the King of Jutland, attacked Hamburg with 600 ships and ransacked the city. Ansgar's library of books was lost again. However, he philosophically reflected that the Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ansgar was undeterred and remained persistent in his mission to spread the gospel, especially through setting up churches and schools. He approached and befriended King Eric and persuaded him to establish a church in Jutland. Ansgar also campaigned for an end to the prevalent slave trade. Missionary work in the Nordic lands was certainly arduous. Pagan beliefs and practices were often deeply held and practiced. Ansgar faced repeated setbacks through pirate raids, which frequently reversed apparent gains for the gospel. His commitment and buoyant persistence were remarkable. He was unfailing in his humility, survived on a continual diet of bread and water, and always insisted that when he ate, he was accompanied by members of the poor. His promotion of social equality was radical and consistent. But apart from parts of northern Germany and Denmark, all areas evangelized by Ansgar returned to pagan practice before or soon after his death. From a simplistic analysis of the return from his missionary exploits, Ansgar's efforts appear to have largely ended in failure. Many parts of Scandinavia were not Christianized for another 200 years. In our faltering efforts at evangelism and other aspects of our attempts to participate in God's work, we We may similarly encounter failure, even if the causes of our failure may be different from Viking pirates. We are called to persist as Ansgar persisted, even if the extent of his unrelenting, courageous persistence is out of reach for most of us. The raw, gritty realism of the Psalms provide timeless inspiration. His example of sustaining himself by reciting and praying around the Psalms was to be imitated by many. We strive and struggle to use our opportunities to point to the abundant, saving love of God. Our results may often look disappointing against the world's measurements or key performance indicators, but we should remember that God is the real evangelizer, and God's timetable is known only by him. May we persist. Let us pray. God of grace and might, who sent your servant Ansgar to spread the gospel to the Nordic peoples, raise up, we pray, in our generation, messengers of your good news and heralds of your kingdom, that the world may come to know the immeasurable riches of our Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Many thanks for listening to this reflection. Do have a look at the website for our activities at the church and online. The choral scholars are returning for choral evensong for Candlemas on Wednesday at 6:15, and then on Thursday for choral classics and our sung Eucharist. May God bless and inspire you.